Welcome to your five for the day. From beneath his world-famous dreadlocks, the Jamaican reggae singer Bob Marley sang, "In this bright future, you can't forget your past." Remembering the past can sometimes be very meaningful, yet most of us carry some memories we'd rather erase. The digital age has made this increasingly complex. Many of us create a daily trail of photos, videos, and status updates where our actions live on in a very tangible way. Just over a year ago, the European Court of Justice ruled that people should have the right to be forgotten online. Specifically, the right to ask Google to remove search results about themselves that are irrelevant or outdated. Within 24 hours of the ruling, over 12,000 people had submitted requests. The court's decision may sound more impressive than it is. The offensive material about you is not deleted, just the search engine's ability to pull up the link. Plus, it only affects Google searches within the EU. Yet for some individuals, it could make a huge difference. Living with a so-called digital footprint is something that previous generations have not had to navigate. In the Christian tradition, there is much about getting a fresh start and a clean slate. "Behold, I make all things new," God says in the New Testament. So it might seem ideal to erase every Google search result about us that we dislike. But it's also important to embrace our imperfections and our mistakes as part of the journey. The past can't truly be erased from the internet or from our memories, but it doesn't need to define our future. We can choose to rise above it and take this moment, this day, to start writing a better story. The words of Mother Teresa remind us that this possibility is ours for the taking. As she put it, "Yesterday is gone, tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today, so let us begin." Remember too that today is the first day of the rest of your life. We can have a new beginning with God because he longs to forgive sinners. But in the minds of many people, this thought seems too good to be true. Countless sermons have been preached to convince guilt-ridden individuals that it is true. Many of these sermons emphasize that God not only forgives the sinner, but also forgets the sin. The idea that God forgets my sins isn't very reassuring to me. After all, what if he suddenly remembered again? In any case, only imperfection can forget. That's a weakness and a failing. And God is perfect. And he says our sins and our lawless deeds he will remember no more. So God doesn't say he'll forget our sins. He says he'll remember them no more. His promise not to remember them ever again is stronger than saying he'll forget them. Now that reassures me. God, whose every way is perfect, said in justice and in grace that our sins he'll not remember and our fears he will erase. So, take God at his word today and trust him as your Saviour. Because Christ died for all our sins, God promises to forgive us and never bring up our sin ever again.